North Summit Fire spokesman Tyler Rouser said at about 4 p.m. they responded to the report of a brush fire off State Road 32. He said the blaze was near the entrance to Rockport State Park, located between the highway and the reservoir. He said crews were able to contain that to under a third of an acre. Scarcely an hour later, as they were mopping up the Rockport blaze, they get a report of a fire in the Colville area.
Just before 5 p.m., we were called to report of a fire off of Icy Springs Road. That's on the west side of Colville. Once we got eyes on it, we could tell that that was a single tree that was also on fire. We made our way up to that and were able to contain that fire to the single tree that had been struck.
Within minutes after responding to the Icy Springs Road fire, they were alerted to more fires, one to the south and another to the north.
Dispatch started receiving calls of a fire in the east bench of Wanship up there off of east or off Old Lincoln Highway on the east side there. And about 3 minutes after that, the fire crews that were on the Icy Springs noticed a fire that was starting on the east side of Colville on the South Beach area of the Echo Resort.
All three of those fires were caused by a lightning strike on a tree. Rouser said heavy rain was helpful in stopping those from spreading. Meanwhile, Morgan County asked for assistance on a fire in the Taggart area near Interstate 84. North Summit sent an engine to that location. At about the same time, Rouser said the largest fire of the day occurred in the northeast bench area from Hennifer. That incident, called the Harris Canyon Fire, ultimately burned 120 acres, and it required assistance from other departments.
That did take the majority of the resources. After the first three fires were going, we depleted a good majority of North Summit's resources. So we did call in mutual aid from South Summit Fire District and Park City Fire District to come over and assist with the larger Harris Canyon fire.
The fire was 90% contained by 9 o'clock on Sunday. Rouser said none of the fires endangered any structures. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.